fel y falle fedrwch chi ddyfalu o'r music, dwi ar yng ngwyliau yng Nghypris. So, felly dwi wedi cael digon amser i weithio ar yng Ngwyddbwyll, ac o'n i'n meddwl efallai fod o'n bryd am bodlediad arall. Gan braid fi wneud ar ymhenyn hun, o'n i'n meddwl sy'n i'n bympio fyny y cynnwys Gwyddbwyll. Rhwng y snorclo, ryfed a'r tor heilo, dwi wedi bod yn cael digon amser i baratoi at Cyngres Llandudno, sy'n cael ei gynnal rhwng yr 15 a'r 30 o Mehefin yn Fenyw Cymru Llandudno. Dwi wedi cael cyfle i ddalfynu ar Unchessable, oedd yn dechrau mynd yn fler, a dwi wedi gweithio trwy 3 penod o drydydd llyfr Arta Yusupov yn ei gyfres o 9, Build Up Your Chess, Boost Your Chess a Chess Evolution. Mae'r 3 cyntaf yma wedi'w hynelu at chwaraewyr hyd at cryfder o 1,500 ilo, ond y fine bron yn 1,700 fedra i ddeud gyda sicrwydd mae'r lefel yma, y 3 llyfr oren, ydy'r safon i ddechrau arni os ydych chi rhywbeth o dan 1,850 ilo. Rhaen nhw'r llyfrau Gwyddbwyll gore dwi erioed wedi prynu. Dwi wedi gweithio fy nhw gymaint bod fy ngwraig wedi'w cysbrydoli i brynu llyfrau lefel 2, llyfrau 4 i 6 i mi i dolu 2 flynedd yn ôl, a dwi dal heb dechrau ar nhw achos mae'n gymaint i mi ddysgu efo'r 3 cyntaf. Gadewch i mi roi blas i chi ar y llyfrau drwy ddarllen ychydig o'r cyflwyniad. During my many years of work as a chess trainer, I've noticed that there are only a few books which are really suitable for most amateur players. Some good books treat individual aspects of the game, middle game or end game, tactics or positional play, without paying any real heed to the reader's playing levels. This brought about the idea of working out a teaching programme aimed specifically at a certain playing strength. Such teaching programmes, in a brief form and intended as systematic help for trainers, are common only in Russia, where they're very popular. One very well known and much valued example is a publication by Golenishev, which inspired some aspects of my methodology. In 2003, I began a 3-year training programme in my chess academy. 3 groups were set up according to playing strength: under ELO 1500, under ELO 1800 and under ELO 2100. Each annual stage consisted of 24 teaching modules and 24 tests, plus a final test at the end of the course. This programme was later taken over in a different form by the Chess Tigers University and is still being used by them. Felly cwrs cynhwysfawr sy'n llenwi gaps yn eich gwybodaeth am Gwyddbwyll, a dyna'r heswm byddwn ni'n awgrymu bod unrhyw un o dan 1850 yn dechrau efo'r llyfrau dan 1500, achos dwi'n dal i fethu digon o'r profion ar y lefel yma, ac maen nhw'n sicr wedi llenwi gaps yn ymwybodaeth. A cofiwch, mae'r cyfres yma wedi i greu a'i roi at gilydd gan Arthur Yusupov, oedd yn drydydd chwaraewr gorau'r byd o dan Kasparov a Karpov ar un adeg, felly clamp o chwaraewr hefyd. Ac os ydych chi'n meddwl efallai y byddai gyda chi ddordeb prynu llyfrau yma, cadwch chi mi ddarllen chydig bach allan o How to Work with This Book ar ddechrau'r llyfr. First, read through the lessons. You absolutely must play through all the examples and all the variations on a chessboard. First, think about every diagram position for at least 5 minutes and try to find the solutions on your own. On average, you'll need between 1 and 2 hours per lesson. However, there's no time limit. Some students may need more time for specific lessons. It's important to have a good understanding of the subject. Second part of the lesson is a test with 12 positions, with stars near a number of each exercise, indicating the level of difficulty and at the same time the maximum number of points which you can earn for a correct solution with all necessary variations. Try to solve the positions without moving the pieces. If you cannot solve the position straight away, you must try for a second time for approximately 10 minutes. This time, you may move the pieces. You must look for new ideas. On absolutely no account may you get help from a computer. Normally, You'll also need 1 or 2 hours for each test. Try to solve all the exercises, consider each position as though it were appearing in one of your own games, and look for the best possible continuation. You do not always have to mate or win quickly. It is sometimes enough to suggest a good move, especially in the lessons on the opening. It's more important for you to reflect on the position, take a decision, and then carefully play through the solutions. This will help you better understand the ideas of the opening. Mistakes are part of the learning process. It's very important to write down all necessary variations. If you do this, you'll be able to compare your solution with the one given in the book, and you can also see how well you've understood the particular subject. If your score's too low, I recommend that you work through the chapter again. I also recommend that you play through the solutions, including all variations, on a chessboard. Felly, o gofio bod 24 gwers a 25 prawf ym mhob llyfr a 3 llyfr ym mhob lefel, fyddwch chi ddychmygu faint o amser mae'n mynd i gymryd tra'n gweithio swydd llawn amser i fynd drwy'r rhain. Ond er bod Yusupov yn dweud nad oes warant y codi eich graf o weithio drwyddo nhw, dwi'n fodlon gwrantu y gneiff. Beth sy'n arbennig o dda yn ymarni ydy faint o hwyl ydy'r profion a'r cryfder y teimlad eich bod chi wedi cyflawni rhywbeth wrth i pasio nhw. Dwi'n cofio gweld trydariad o gyngor gan Dan Heisman i chwaraewyr amateur, never do chess work that isn't fun. Well, mae'r rhain yn hwyl.